Start a stop doing list. Do you have a to-do list? Do you also have a stop doing list? Most of us lead busy but undisciplined lives. We have ever-expanding to-do lists, trying to build momentum by doing, 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 and doing more. And it rarely works. Those who built the good to great companies, however, made as much use of stop doing lists as to-do lists. They displayed a remarkable discipline to unplug all sorts of extraneous junk. When Darwin Smith became CEO of Kimberly-Clark, he made great use of stop-doing lists. He saw that playing the annual forecast game with Wall Street focused people too much on the short term, so he just stopped doing it. On balance, I see no net advantage to our stockholders when we annually forecast future earnings, said Smith. We will not do it. He saw title creep as a sign of class consciousness and bureaucratic layering, so he simply unplugged titles. No one at the company would have a title, unless it was for a position where the outside world demanded a title. He saw increasing layers as the natural result of empire building, so he simply unplugged a huge stack of layers with a simple, elegant mechanism. If you couldn't justify to your peers the need for at least 15 people reporting to you to fulfill your responsibilities, then you would have zero people reporting to you. Keep in mind that he did this in the 1970s, long before it became fashionable. To reinforce the idea that Kimberly-Clark should begin thinking of itself as a consumer company, not a paper company, he unplugged Kimberly from all paper industry trade associations. The good-to-great companies institutionalized the discipline of stop doing through the use of a unique budget mechanism. Stop and think for a moment. What is the purpose of budgeting? Most answer that budgeting exists to decide how much to apportion to each activity or to manage costs or both. From a good-to-great perspective, both of these answers are wrong. In a good-to-great transformation, budgeting is a discipline to decide which arenas should be fully funded and which should not be funded at all. In other words, the budget process is not about figuring out how much each activity gets, but about determining which activities best support the hedgehog concept and should be fully strengthened, and which should be eliminated entirely.